As you've probably heard by now, we've teamed up with BetMGM this season. We'll be using BetMGM lines to make all of our picks, and we'll have special offers for our listeners each week. If you haven't signed up for BetMGM yet, use bonus code THEATHLETIC, and you'll get a one-year subscription to The Athletic, plus up to a $1,500 first bet offer on your first wager with BetMGM. Here's how it works. Download the BetMGM app and sign up using bonus code THEATHLETIC. Make your first deposit of at least $10, place your first bet on any game, and claim your voucher for a one-year subscription to The Athletic. See BetMGM.com for terms. U.S. promotional offers not available in D.C., Mississippi, New York, Nevada, Ontario, or Puerto Rico. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Available in the U.S. Call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY-467-369 in New York. Call 1-800-NEXT-STEP in Arizona. 1-800-327-5050 in Massachusetts. 1-800-BETS-OFF in Iowa. 1-800-270-7117 for confidential help in Michigan. 1-800-981-0023 in Puerto Rico. First bet offer for new customers only in partnership with Kansas Crossing Casino and Hotel. Don't forget, if you haven't signed up for BetMGM yet, use bonus code THEATHLETIC and you'll get a one-year subscription to The Athletic, plus up to a $1,500 first bet offer on your first wager.
Ding, ding!
How about we can just watch basketball?
Welcome to the Daily Ding. I'm your host, Andrew Schlecht. And with me tonight, it's Mo DeKeel. Mo, what's up?
What's up, Andrew? I rarely get to do this with you. This is fun.
I know. It's going to be fun because it was an outstanding night of basketball. And let's start in Brooklyn, where Spencer Dinwiddie is the hero once again with a buzzer-beating three to give the Mavs the victory, 113-111. A gutsy win from this Mavs squad here, man. They were down 14 at the beginning of the fourth quarter. Mo, I want you to break down that final sequence for me.
Yo, that final sequence almost broke my brain, Andrew. Like, first off, if you did not like this game, go find another sport. Cricket. I hear it's amazing. Curling. Go for it. Whatever you want. This game was awesome. And let's just talk about the fact Nick Claxton makes a tip-in bucket to tie the game with about 46 seconds left. Luka brings the ball up the court against pretty good defense, hits one of his little fadeaways at the free throw line to go up two. No team, nobody calls a timeout. Nets are down two. Bring the ball up the court. KD, who the Mavs have been doubling all night long, comes off of a screen. And KD, by the way, against really good defense, takes a really contested three. Doesn't matter. Drills it. Yep. Nets are up one. You're thinking, okay, this game's over. 10 seconds left. Mavs call a timeout. They got to draw up a play here. Let's see what Jason Kidd has. They bring the ball up full court. The Nets, which I thought was really smart, Andrew, double Luka. Get the ball out of Luka's hands. KD comes off Spencer Dinwiddie. Goes to Luka to double him. Luka immediately gets off the ball, swings it to Dinwiddie. Dragic rotates over. While rotating over, takes away the pass to the corner, which was Jalen Brunson. So Dinwiddie's got to take a three, and he splashes it at the buzzer. It was an unbelievable game. It was a fun game. It was amazing just on that end.
It was so fun. And Dinwiddie's the second player this season to hit back-to-back game-winning shots. Only other player that's done that this season is DeMar DeRozan. I love the way the Mavs played all night. And I didn't like the trade at the deadline, the Porzingis trade. So far, it's working out great for the Mavs. But I love the way they played Durant. I thought that they did a good job getting the ball out of his hands the most that they could.
I mean, it was awesome the way they played it. Like, literally, every time KD touched the ball, it didn't matter where on the court, they were coming to double. They sent the second person on him. And give KD a ton of credit. I think he finished with, 10 assists on the night? He got off the ball quickly. It just became a situation for the Nets. No Kyrie Irving, no Seth Curry tonight. So not a lot of ball handlers. Dragic had a phenomenal second quarter, went 6-6 from the field for, I think it was 14 points. But it just was tough, you know? And then in the fourth quarter, it was really interesting, Andrew, because then they started to kind of, all right, maybe we're not going to double. We're going to play him one-on-one with Dorian Finney-Smith and things like that. I think that was really interesting for the Mavs for how they kind of played him and then kind of kept him on his toes in the fourth quarter. It was a tough night for him in terms of trying to find a shot just because they were all over him, and the Nets just didn't really – there wasn't enough opportunities after that. Like, those guys couldn't knock down shots. He had guys like, did you see the play where Patty Mills passed up on a three and literally passes it back to KD? And KD stops the play and is like looking at Mills like, you got to shoot that, man. And he's right. But it's the same. It was just funny, like mid-play, shot clock's running. He's like, what the hell? Why didn't you shoot that? It was wide open. Those types of things there. It's tough for the Nets to create enough offense with no Kyrie out there. It's not that different than the Warriors last year when it was just Steph out there, right? Everybody was just, we're going to double the hell out of Steph, sometimes triple team him, and let's see if the other guys could beat us. And on some nights they're going to beat you, and on some nights they're not.
Yeah, no Seth Curry, no LaMarcus Aldridge either for the Nets tonight. Luka put up 37, 9, and 9, and didn't take a shot until maybe it was like 2 or 3 minutes left in the fourth quarter. Just didn't take any shots in the fourth quarter and let Spencer Dinwiddie handle it, which was pretty amazing.
Yeah, he didn't need to. Spencer Dinwiddie was going nuts in the fourth quarter. I just want to read you some numbers here. So through three quarters, Spencer Dinwiddie had 7 points, 2 of 8 shooting. In the fourth quarter alone, 15 points, 4 of 6 shooting, 2 of 3 from three, 5 for 5 at the line. Like, he really kind of took over. And we don't talk about it much because we kind of forget it a little bit. This was a Spencer Dinwiddie revenge game.
It was. It was. He even said afterwards, he said it was more like beating your cousin in a game. He said there's still a lot of friends that he has in Brooklyn, but it had to feel really good to hit a game winner in Brooklyn.
I've never hit a game winner against any of my former teams, but I can only imagine how amazing that would feel, Andrew. You know, just even if you're best friends, like, because I'm competitive. When I do play against my best friends in sports, we ain't friends. I'll hug you afterwards, but during the game, I might punch you. So I can understand that from him. But that was a big win for Dallas, who's just continuing to roll, and they're staying right in the mix. They're in the fourth seed right now, tied with Utah, right in that mix right there. That was a big win for them.
Let's roll on to Cleveland as the Sixers edge out the Cavs on Joel Embiid's 28th birthday, 118 to 114. Mo, what'd you think of the Sixers' crunch time offense?
I mean, it's good, but it's really just kind of dependent on Harden and Embiid really making everything happen, you know, and maybe a sprinkle of Maxey kind of on the weak side and those types of things. But, I mean, we got to look at it more just their third quarter because they were up big in this game.
Oh, Andrew, man.
This shouldn't have been a game we've been talking about. We really shouldn't have been. But in the third quarter, they only scored 13 points. And what's even worse than only scoring 13 points, giving up 31.
Yeah.
You know, and it's not like they played KD, Kyrie, and those guys. And no offense to the Cavs, who've been great. They shouldn't be able to put up 31 points against this team. And that was just kind of really surprising watching that from the Sixers, where I'm just like, this doesn't look like a team to me that's going to win a championship. And I get it. The trade just happened. It's a short amount of time, things like that. But you can't have a quarter like that where you shoot 26% from the field and allow the other team to shoot 55%. You can't have that bad of a quarter.
And a lot of it's the depth, too. When you're reliant on a guy like DeAndre Jordan to play decent minutes off the bench, you don't really have any good ball handlers off the bench to come give these guys a rest.
Danny Green doesn't do it for you?
Situation. Shake Milton, not doing it for me. Danny Green, not doing it for me, man.
Not doing it. Okay, you're 100% right. And that was part of the problem with the trade, right, is they gave up a lot of ball, a lot of stuff they needed. Andre Drummond, another big man who off the bench as a backup would help them. Definitely better than DeAndre Jordan. You know, all of those guys, you know, Seth Curry and his shooting and his secondary playmaking would have helped off the bench. It's a lot to have given up if you're Philly. But for Cleveland, man, it's getting a little bit scary here, Andrew. You know, like it I is. Thought before the All-Star break, I said, man, Cleveland's going to be a lock for the top six. Now I'm more along the lines of like, man, they might not be in that top six now.
Yeah, and that's because the Raptors beat the Clippers tonight, 103 to 100. And they have the same record as the Cavaliers right now, which seems kind of crazy looking at the Raptors from last year who were in the lottery, have jumped all the way up to being a pretty solid. Like, they're going to be in the play-in and maybe even in the playoffs.
Well, I predicted at the start of the year that they were going to be a top six team. I thought six. So now I'm going to be look really smart at that point. The big thing is Cleveland does own the season series at 3-0. They're going to play one more time, and that's a huge game, March 24th. Yeah. But right now, if the most important thing for Cleveland is, hey, at the very least, we can tie them. We'd prefer to finish ahead of them and have a little bit more breathing room, but we can at least tie them in record. So we just got to keep pace with them. And that's going to be the most important thing for them going forward.
I'm Trey Wingo.
And I'm Kevin Frazier. We're teaming up on a new weekly sports podcast from Wondery, Alternate Routes.
As former SportsCenter anchors and current sports obsessives, we're consumed by all the what-if questions that make being a sports fan so excruciatingly fun.
If you're like us, then you also live and die on the fallout from every drop pass, busted draft pick, and game-changing play.
Or play call.
Intercepted at the goal line by Malcolm Butler.
Sorry, Marshawn, still too soon. Each week on Alternate Routes, we'll take a flashpoint in sports, break down what actually happened, then explore every alternate scenario and the ripple effects it would have caused.
Follow and listen to Alternate Routes on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts. You can listen ad-free by joining Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or on Apple Podcasts.
I mean, the possibilities are limitless, Kevin.
What if Portland drafted Michael Jordan?
What if the NBA never vetoed the Chris Paul trade to the Lakers?
That's a butterfly effect for real.
Looking for an assist with your credit card but can't get a hold of anyone? Luckily, with 24/7 US-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yep, you heard that right. You can talk to a real human in customer service at any time. Sounds like a real game changer if you ask us. Make the right call and get the service you deserve with Discover. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/creditcard.
Denver destroys Washington 127-109 as Nikola Jokic puts up 29-13-8. Bones Highland off the bench, our new favorite rookie, 17-6-5. The Timberwolves, oh boy, the Timberwolves stomp the Lakers 124-104, and the Lakers have discovered a new rock bottom that includes Patrick Beverley and Karl Anthony Towns openly mocking you in Minnesota.
Every time we think there's a new rock bottom, the Lakers have another game. That's all I got for you, Andrew. Every time, like, well, this is the bottom, right? And then they play the next game, and you're like, okay, well, that's the bottom, right? Like, that's the just
Russ
there
won't,
is,
Russ will not put it. Down his shovel when it comes to rock bottom right now.
Oh, man.
The Bulls continue to lose to good teams as they fall to the Jazz 125-110. Donovan Mitchell sets a franchise record for points scored in a quarter with 25. In the third quarter. In San Antonio, Alexei Pokuševski thought that, man, this is the night. I'm going to have a game-winning layup on a fast break. This is going to be great. But he was outdone by Lonnie Walker, who hit a game-winning three to give the Spurs a 122-120 win. The Charlotte Hornets move ahead of the Atlanta Hawks in the standings with their 116-106 win against the Hawks. LaMelo had 22-8-11. Boston defeats the Warriors 110-88. Steph Curry had to leave this game in the second quarter with left foot soreness, and the Warriors just struggled tonight. Mo, the Warriors only scored 32 points in the first half. My question to you is, how many times this season have the Warriors scored 32 points in a quarter?
Ooh, that's a good question. You and your damn trivia. I'm going to say 14 times.
62 times they have scored 32 points or more in a quarter.
You know what? That was
season.
Such a dumb. I meant 41. I still would have been way off, but like 14 would have sounded so dumb. What a dumb answer for me.
Devin Booker puts up 36, 4-4 as the Suns rout the Rockets 129-112. The Bucks pull away late as they beat the Kings 135-126. Giannis leads the way with 38 points and 10 rebounds. RJ Barrett continues to rise as he pours in 31 points against the Blazers, giving the Knicks a 128-98 win at MSG. Mo, my question to you is, can you name the starting lineup for the Blazers?
No, not even
going to
try.
And that's going to do it for today's show. Point of Contention is next. Mo, take us out.
Ding, ding.
Good question.
I like that one. Nope, not even going to try.